Somebody told me you're trying to claim a hat trick.
I am, yeah.
Why?
Strikers Union. I'm claiming it for a simple reason, is, you know, I've shot crossed it, if you like, and it's obviously ricocheted and, well, I'd say ricocheted, gone into his own goal. But I think, you know, anyone bit of generous, your last game at Bury, last game in a Bury shirt, you can't not give me a...
Well, I think it's open to debate, but I understand your sentiment, Ryan, exactly. But anyway, you did get two goals that did count, and you had one disallowed as well.
Yeah, it was obviously, it was one of them days, you know, you look and you think you couldn't have written the script better. The most important thing for me was obviously to play and the lads get the 3 points, and help the lads get the 3 points. And, you know, the fans, it was a special day. I was pleased to see it was, you know, quite full. And, you know, just to give them a big thank you, a bit of a send-off to say, you know, what they've done for me in you know, past and present, of, you know, supporting me. And, you know, I'd like to pay that back to them, and the way I did, you know, the way it's gone out and the way I'm leaving, it's, you know, it's a total football decision. It's not a more than that. You know, I can go away now and rest up, and then I've got a couple of decisions to make.
David Flitcroft told us on BBC Radio Manchester within the last 20 minutes or so that you can play at least until you're 40.
Yeah, well, look, that's the reason I'm leaving the football club, that I love it. It was hard. It was, you know, obviously there was a contract for me there in place, but look, the money was no issue. It was more of a case of, I want to go and play football. You know, I had my kids here today, my family, you know, my little lad's 10, he wants to see me play for as long as I can, and, you know, and my little girl's 8, so I want to keep continuing to score goals, help teams win points, put points on the board. And, you know, I just felt that, you know, maybe coming here, is it staying here, that me time maybe would have been limited a touch, but I want to go somewhere where I'm going to play and competitive.
What makes a good striker? Somebody, I mean, I was discussing it with David Flitcroft, the Bury manager, a short time ago on BBC Radio Manchester, about you and the goals. I mean, you've always scored goals, right? I mean, not being critical, like,
no,
but
yeah.
What makes it? What's the secret?
Well, sometimes it's having that knack, you know. It's having that knack of where the ball's going to land, what runs to make, and, you know, it just doesn't come overnight. You have to work on stuff, and, you know, I've worked on it for, you know, I'm going into my 18th season next season, I think 17 seasons, and, you know, it didn't just come. You have to work on things, you know, and you'd have to go to training, you do extra, you work with people on and off the pitch to make sure that they can, you know, slide you in and put crosses in. And, you know, I'm disappointed when the ball doesn't come in the box, because you always feel you get a chance of getting on the end of it. And, you know, I'm no different to plenty of other strikers up and down the country, and, you know, fortunate for me, I have got a knack of scoring, which hopefully I can continue doing.
Well, we hope you do, Ryan. You'll be scoring goals for somebody, that is for certain. I don't think there's any doubt about that, because everybody you talk to in football, you need a striker, you need somebody who can get 10 or 15 goals a season. Yeah. And you're the man.
Yeah, and obviously, look at this, you know, I've left it till after I've come back off holiday before I decide what I'm going to do and who I'm going to sign for, because I don't think it's fair. I need to show this football club that I love, the respect it deserves, and the fans that, you know, I didn't want it coming out last week that I'm going to sign here. I know there's rumours around and whatnot, but, you know, what I'm going to do, I'm going to get away with the family, and then, you know, hopefully, potentially something will materialise when I get back that I can sit down and agree something on terms then. But up to now, I'm just going to enjoy the moment and, you know, just say a big thank you to all these fans.
I'm sure on behalf of all the Bury supporters, I'm going to say a big thank you to Ryan Lowe as well, because it's been a glittering goal-scoring career for you, Ryan, and I hope it continues.
So, cheers,
well, I'm confident it will.
Cheers, it's been a pleasure anyway.